Hello, and welcome to another episode of Cafe Carbajal. I'm your host, Elijah Carbajal. Thanks for joining us. On this episode, we will be discussing the importance of giving students quality literature in and out of the classroom. This is my fifth year teaching elementary school, and for the last 4 years, I've done read-alouds with my students. Some of the favorites that my former students and current students love are Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli, The Tale of Despero by Kate DiCamillo, and The Giver series by Lois Lowry. Right now, we are reading the final book in The Giver Quartet. The book is called Sun, as in S-O-N. It's a thrilling and extremely well-written conclusion to the Giver story written by the amazing Lois Lowry. My students have absolutely been captivated by the story that runs through this quartet of books. They have fallen in love with the characters Jonas, Kira, Maddie, and Claire. Even more, they have learned to appreciate the artistic and creative writing style of Lois Lowry. They've really picked up on writing patterns and descriptive techniques that Lowry includes throughout her series. Another book that the students are reading in their literature circles right now is Hatchet by Gary Paulsen. Paulsen does such a beautiful job at developing a character, Brian Robeson, as well as painting a vivid picture of the setting in which Brian finds himself, unfortunately, a part of. All of the books that I choose to read aloud or include in a literature circle are award-winning books, or at least written by award-winning authors such as Paulsen and Lowry. I'm not picking any random books here. No, I have a strategy and a reason for my selection. Now, there are two main reasons why I choose the books that I choose. The first is that I want students to become better writers. I was recently at a meeting with our district instructional coach, Diana Wright, and a few other third and fourth grade teachers. A comment was made that students become better readers the more they write, and that they become better writers the more they read. I'm really starting to see the latter become true. Recently, I was working on some poetry with my students. Poetry is something kind of tricky to teach, so I try to make it as fun and engaging as possible. This last week, I had students typing stanzas on Google Classrooms, and another day, we were using very old and damaged books to make blackout poetry. In both cases, two different students showed me their work and said something very similar, that they were trying to imitate Gary Paulsen's style of writing. One student said, "I like how Gary Paulsen uses words over and over again to make you focus on that idea." The other student said something very similar. Wow, my mind was blown. Had I not included that quality literature, some of these students might still be stuck or might have no inspiration on where to start or how to continue writing. The inspiration that these kids found from this book is one of the biggest reasons that I keep and read quality literature in my classroom. You never know when a student is going to be inspired by something they've read. The second reason is that it develops a love of reading, and I mean a true love of reading. In the meeting I mentioned earlier, we discussed what we wanted our kids to leave with. Both third and fourth grade said that they want their students to leave with a love of reading. So how do they develop that? I develop it by exposing them to quality literature. While there's a case to make that any book a child finds fascinating can get the job done, it cannot be left up to that alone. Comics and graphic novels are a great starting point for many readers, and I encourage it. I even keep graphic novels in my classroom. But there is no replacement for extreme high quality literature. I'm talking about the literature that sparks emotions, paints a picture in your mind and makes you feel as if you were right there with the characters, or that you even become the character yourself. For me, this was The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. I read these when I was in the sixth grade. No other book that I had read before painted such vivid imagery in my mind than The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. No other series before ever made me emotional when I finished the last word in the last sentence of the last book. I didn't want to put it down. That's what quality reading does. That's what a true love of reading is. And it can come about when we put those books, the award-winning, awesome, inspiring, and emotional books, in students' hands. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cafe Carbajal. I hope you were inspired. Please feel free to share this podcast with others. Follow me on Twitter at Carbia Eli. That's at CARBAELI. You can also follow me using the hashtag ParkAvTigers and hashtag Cafe Carbajal. Until next time, be well and have fun.